Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and welcome to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. In this episode, we visit with Tricia Yearwood. She joined us on our studio hotline to preview not one, not two, but three nights at the Skirmohorn Symphony Center with our award-winning Nashville Symphony. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Tricia Yearwood.
We welcome Ms. Yearwood. Tricia Yearwood, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I'm watching you on Instagram. Making,
what am I doing?
Well, you're at Williams-Sonoma, and you're picking up some ingredients, and then you strap your purchase in on the passenger side. You drive home, and you fix us an end-of-summer, early-fall Summerina cup, and you're wearing a sweatshirt that says, Classy Until Kickoff.
That is me.
So what is a Summerina cup?
That's what my husband says. Summer in a cup. It's a drink we started with Williams-Sonoma several years ago, born on a summer day in Oklahoma, and just kind of mixing together like what I had in the kitchen with a little bit of vodka in a hot summer day, and it and my friend Mandy was with me, and she goes, "That's Summer in a Cup," and it's like, that's a great name. And years later, when we started working with Williams-Sonoma, they're like, "We need a name for this cocktail mix." That was what we said. There's no better name than that. And so it started, a series of cocktail mixes, and they're really good without alcohol too. That's important. But they're also good with a little vodka or a little bit of champagne or something mixed in.
I'm a big fan of that Christmas in a cup one. So good.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's kind of got a cranberry vibe. It's not super sweet, and it's really good. So we kind of started the In a Cup series, and we've done several with them now.
So where do you get a sweatshirt that says Classy Until Kickoff?
Where you get everything on the internet, Bill.
It's just so perfect for you in particular. And one of the reasons you are here this morning is to talk about an upcoming three-day run, 19, 20, 21 this month with the Nashville Symphony. Talk about what that means to you.
Oh my gosh, I got a chance to do three or four nights with the symphony several years ago, and it was just, I love our symphony hall in Nashville rivals any symphony hall in the world.
So
it is
true.
Stunningly beautiful, and the sound is incredible. It really is truly one of the premier places to play in the world, honestly. More people need to know about the Skirmohorn, but I got the chance to go, and I had just made an album of standards. And so the first half of the show was all Sinatra, and then the second half after the intermission was all kind of Tricia songs, but with a lot of them with orchestra. And so we're gonna do that again. We're gonna do a variety of some of the songs off of the Let's Be Frank album, and then we're gonna come back out, and you'll get to hear, you know, instead of a fiddle solo, it will be seven fiddles.
A little elevated.
It'll be pretty cool. Yeah, a little bit.
And you kind of did the same thing for the opening of the Icon Entertainment Sinatra Bar and Lounge here in Nashville downtown.
Yeah, I mean, I love this music. I said for 25 years before I made that album that I always wanted to make a standards record, and now that I've made one, all I want to do is make another one. It was just, I love this music. The Great American Songbook is timeless, and it is, the songs are incredible, and I only put 12 songs on that record. There's a whole lot more I'd like to do, so anytime I get a chance to perform those songs, I'm in.
She might have just previewed a second album, part two, volume two, right?
Yeah, maybe to Tony Bennett this
Ooh,
next time.
Ooh, I love that.
Like
yeah, let's do it.
It could happen. It could happen.
So we were talking about concoctions and cocktails in the kitchen. We know from a story recently that your home in Brentwood was up for sale, and that's where you shot Tricia's Southern Kitchen for so long, maybe from the beginning here in Nashville. Are you building a studio for that? Where's the new home, if you will?
Yes, I'm building something closer to home. I mean, that house in Brentwood was the house that I lived in. And when Garth and I married, his place was in the north of town, and so we live obviously together. So there's no.
Obviously.
And after almost 18 years of marriage, I'm like, I feel like I can probably sell this house. I feel pretty good about it. But it has been a great home for the show. But it's just time. It's a great house that somebody needs to live in full time and love. And so we're almost finished building a new studio that is a little closer to home. And so I'm hoping to be in there filming by the first of the year and new episodes of the show. So, because I love doing that show. It's been so fun. I think we've done 18 seasons. We do two a year. And so about 10 years of filming, and it's just fun. I don't know how they edit a show together through out of all the laughter, but we have a good time.
We've been talking this morning about the bronze statue from the Crystal Palace in Bakersfield that's getting moved over to the new dive bar. And Bill Cody was joking this morning. He said, I bet you anything Garth wanted to put it in the living room, and Trisha said no.
Bill, you know him so well.
Can you even imagine? Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I can't imagine, and it's terrifying.
But it's going to
I've already got one Garth. That's fine.
Friends in Low Places, which is going to be opening over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Vickery Smith is in for Kelly Sutton this week. And you had that story yesterday that Garth is doing a concert and what he is calling Friendsgiving. We have Thanksgiving on Thursday and Friendsgiving on
exactly.
that Friday.
Exactly. Yeah. So our big question would be, are you going to go to the dive bar concert on Black Friday? Or are you going to maybe grab your sisters and go Black Friday shopping instead?
I'm definitely going to go to the bar. I want to see this thing. But I will tell you, I don't know what we're doing for Thanksgiving. I feel like, because Thanksgiving is a big deal for me, and I love to make the whole full meal. But I have a feeling that I'm going to be down there on Broadway, like, sweeping or washing glasses. Or like, I have no idea, but I'm not sure what our Thanksgiving is going to look like this year.
It might be actually in the dive bar, right?
It might be.
Well, Trisha Yearwood, if you just joined us, update us on the latest in your pet food and pet products, pet treats line, please.
Well, we've had the TY pet for a year and a half now, almost two years, and we have, it's just been good. My dogs are the testers, and they heartily approve. I have three rescues, and we have dry food and wet food and treats. And I wanted to do it because I wanted to be involved with, I'm a rescuer myself, and I wanted to do something that gives back. And my proudest moment is that we have a foundation called Dottie's Yard, and it's named after Dottie, one of my dogs that passed, who was a great dog and a rescuer herself. And she would bring other dogs to the house. I think she would decide if they were, you know, worthy enough to be one of our pets or not. She'd go like, she'd bring them to the house. But we help rescues across the country. You know, when there's a tornado or a flood and something happens, which seems to be happening more and more, you know, pets get displaced and rescues get hit hard as well. So that's been the coolest thing for me so far is, that's been up and running, and we're helping rescues across the country. So it's been a cool way to give back.
And let's talk about People Rescue and Habitat for Humanity. You just got back from the Twin Cities, I think St. Paul particularly, right? Specifically,
we're going to Minneapolis next year. This year was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And we were there for a week. Yeah, and it was. I'm still, my hammering arm is still sore. It was a lot. They don't give you nail guns. I think, you know, you put one nail goes through somebody's hand and they're like, you can't get a nail gun. So everybody has a hammer on the side. And that's smart because we're all volunteers. So we're not really carpenters. So it's probably good to not put too many power tools in our hands. But we started with a concrete slab. And by the time we left 5 days later, we had the roof on. I mean, I framed walls. We put windows in. It's real work, and it's amazing. And you're building alongside the homeowner, so they're putting in sweat equity. These are earned homes; they pay for them. They Habitat helps them with low mortgage loans. So it's a hand up, not a handout. So people feel really invested in the home, and they're building community at the same time. They're working on each other's houses, so they already have a community and a neighborhood before they ever move in. So they're set up to succeed. So it's just, I can't say enough about how it just makes you feel good, and how this was 27 houses that were worked on last week in Charlotte. And Charlotte is like Nashville and every other city in America right now that is struggling for affordable housing. So it's more necessary than ever.
Sure.
And President Carter and the First Lady were responsible, very instrumental in the
launching that program,
the whole Habitat for Humanity family, if you will.
Yeah,
Habitat was around, you know, had been around, but when the Carters the first bill was in, I think, 1984. And when they kind of put their stamp on habitat, that's when it became really noticed worldwide. That's when everybody said, oh, what is habitat? And so the Carter Project, the Jimmy and Rosalind Carter Work Project, is once a year. And that's what Garth and I have done for the past 15 years. And this was the first year that they did not attend, although they did watch the opening ceremonies via satellite, and we sang 99 happy birthdays to President Carter. So Garth and I hosted, but it was there were some family members and also a lot of people from the Carter Center that built with us. So they weren't there physically, but they were there.
Oh, recently, if you do a Google search on Garth and Tricia, you will see marriage advice. How to be happy
really?
In your marriage.
She's like, really? Did we give that?
And I think Garth says something. I'm paraphrasing here because I'm doing this from memory. Garth says somebody has to be miserable all the time.
And somebody raised their hand, right?
And somebody. Ms. Yearwood raised her hand. I am. Oh, good stuff.
Well, that translated into the real advice, which is to laugh a lot.
Yeah, exactly. We've been talking this morning about how John Prine's family gifted this old Wurlitzer jukebox, which with a really special story behind it, to the Country Music Hall of Fame. But to this day, one of my very favorite things that is in the Country Music Hall of Fame is Miss Tricia Yearwood's job application when she was a student at Belmont University to go work at the Hall of Fame.
And they put it in the song Remembers When exhibit, too.
Yes,
Yeah, what I thought was funny about that, I don't think I had seen it probably since I had filled it out, but it asked, there was some question like, why do you think you'd be good at this job? And I was like, because I'm good with people. I like people. I don't know. I was just trying to get a job. And I love that job because I was working in that museum every day, and I was getting to see all these iconic items and hear country music every day. I would sneak into the Patsy Cline and Elvis video rooms and watch the movies over and over and over again. It was just a great experience. And now that the Hall of Fame is in an actual place that is worthy of it, because there were so many items when I was a tour guide in the old location that were not displayed because the museum just wasn't big enough. And now the beautiful rotunda for the Hall of Famers and the museum is so great and so immersive and interactive. And I'm just really proud that they've got what they deserve, because it's amazing.
It is.
Well, before we wrap up, let's talk about that, because coming up in just a couple of weeks, we have Tanya Tucker, Patti Loveless, and Bob McDill going in. Of course, they will be fellow members of the Hall of Fame that your husband, Garth Brooks, is in. Do you have particular stories with one or all of those that I just mentioned?
I did. You know, when I signed with MCA back in 1990, Patti was she was a huge star and still is. But I was like in awe of, I signed on, that label had Reba, they had Patti, they had Winona. And so she was just so nice to me. I don't know, you've talked to Patti many times. She's one of the most down to earth, nicest people ever. And when I made two records, when I made that Sinatra record, I also made an album called Every Girl. And I recorded an Ashton McBride song called Bible in a 44. And I just wanted to hear that mountain harmony that Patti is so great. And she was so kind to sing on that record. And we sort of rekindled our friendship over that song. And she doesn't live in Nashville, so I keep texting her going, hey, come play the Opry and let's sing together. So I'm hoping that we'll get that done one of these days. But it's so deserved. She's such a great talent, but also she's such a good person. I'm so happy for her.
Tricia Yearwood, we're going to close with some work from Let's Be Frank, which was your, I believe, 14th studio album, and something that she said earlier she'd wanted to do for 20 years.
Pretty awesome.
So you can look for more to come. We're going to close with I'll Be Seeing You as we say goodbye, and thank you for joining us on your way to the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center with the Nashville Symphony, October 19th, 20th, and 21st. Tricia, always a delight. Thank you.
Thank you. It's always good to talk to y'all.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer, Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.